confessed and did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Messiah. And they asked him, What then? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? And he answered, No. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Restore Health and Counseling encourages parents to add to your children's education with proper information about drug use, drug abuse, and addiction. Informed and understanding parental involvement does make a difference. Remember, if you're not talking to your kids about drugs and alcohol, who is? That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescent to adult and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehabilitation. Visit www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, America is under attack today. We're not under attack by international terrorism. I mean, if you go to the TSA, Department of Homeland Security, and ask them, how many terrorists have you apprehended at our airports? They won't tell you. Why won't they tell you? Because they're not apprehending any terrorists. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, if there was a threat from terrorism with our wide open borders, people could come over 1,000 a day with knapsacks loaded with explosives and go into our malls and go into our football games or basketball games or baseball games and blow up large numbers of people, but it's just not happening. That's why, of course, the FBI has to have literally thousands of informants out there trying to entrap certainly Muslims, not very smart Muslims, who are willing to take money or get involved or being directed into terrorist attacks. But almost every single one of the terrorists who've been arrested in America have been incited into this by the FBI before any serious crime was committed. And even the young man who obviously went to Pakistan on his own to learn how to build a car bomb so he could kill a lot of people in New York and Times Square. They taught him how to build a bomb. He contacted our agents over there posing as terrorists. They taught him how to build a car bomb. He built a car bomb. He came back and certainly parked it right in the middle of Times Square, never understanding that the car bomb he had built was designed not to explode, but not to explode. And that's he'll spend the rest of his life in prison because of it. But America is under attack, ladies and gentlemen. We're under attack by the poisons that they are putting into our food and into our water. But one of the more recent things, of course, is the use of smart meters and cell phones. And they understand the devastating effects of this type of radiation. This is not like radio radiation. It's an entirely different wave pattern. And they're installing these in homes all across America to undermine your health. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. They don't want you to understand. There really are people who want to destroy your health. And this is the major reason. Well, that and, of course, to raise your electric bill if you put in the smart meter. Why, of course, your electric bill will go up. And one of the major reasons is they want to lower the amount of electricity you're using so you can use your electricity at 2 o'clock in the morning, and that'll be fine if you wash your clothes and things then, but don't you dare use the electricity in the middle of the day, or we'll double or triple your electric bill. The whole idea is to lower the living standards of the American people. It's all part of the big plan. It's called Agenda 21, the master plan for the 21st century. Over this morning is Deborah Tavares, who's one of the world's leading experts on the danger of smart meters and, of course, the ancillary cell phones. Deborah, you pick up the story.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Stan, for having me on this morning. And, yes, we are absolutely under domestic attack. And I think everybody can find this easily in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document that we have on one of our websites, which is stopthecrime.net. go to www.stopthecrime.net and read The Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. You will find that that document is the doctrine adopted by the Policy Committee of the Bilderberg Group during its first known meeting in 1954. And this is a manual, in and of itself, is an analog. It's a direct intent. And it quotes, it says, such a writing must be secured from public scrutiny. Otherwise, it might be recognized as technically a formal declaration of domestic warfare. So when you read that 41-page document, it expands what is happening in our country, America, right now. And when you also then look at the Iron Mountain documentary we have loaded up on the site, too, this gives you a further expansion. It talks about everything that we're experiencing, the assault on private property, the assault on guns, all the FEMA camps being set up, the assault on education. It spells it out completely. It talks about the assault on religion and the invented and created global warming. They are polluting us. Dr. Stan, when you said that they are creating all of this, they are. In the Iron Mountain documentary, they show you how they are intentionally polluting the planet and calling it global warming. They're allowing things to go unabated, such as the cancer cities right now in China. Just search cancer cities in China. You will see areas where they're allowing heavy, heavy pollution, and they're not doing anything to stop it. You will clearly see what is happening. But I wanted to alert everybody to something that's creeping in the back door right now regarding the massive land grab. What is happening in America right now is they're, of course, confiscating properties in every unimaginable way, farms, ranches, all of the agencies that have been put in place to fine, regulate, and penalize and find building regulation offenses, et cetera, the intention is to steal our properties. And I want everybody to go to the Wildlands Project map that we have up on stopthecrime.net, and you will see where human access is planned to be denied. You will also see that Ted Turner and other foundations are responsible in backing the theft of our land. So this is very important for people to understand. And in that regard, what happened is in the early part of February this month, federal agencies are working together to make homes healthier. Now, what this means is HUD has commiserated or has worked with other agencies to discuss how unhealthy our homes are and how the nation's health and economic burdens are caused by preventable hazards associated within our homes. They're talking about how roof problems, heating problems, dilapidated structure, plumbing problems, electrical problems, all these different lead poisonings lead to unintentional injuries, health issues, respiratory illnesses, cancer. They go on and on, and they talk about today's announcement, this is HUD, will help the federal government unify action to control and prevent major housing-related exposures. We're talking about federal agencies now coming in and doing home inspections. And when they find that you need to have your home repainted or whatever it is that they find, you're going to get yourself your home's red tagged. And if you can't afford to attend to the items
hold
that they
thought,
say...
Deborah. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment. But America is under attack today. They want to regulate every aspect of our society. But even more than that, they want to destroy our health. That's perfect.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Deborah Tavares. Deborah, you pick up the ball and run with it.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, we were talking about the federal agencies that are now going to be working together against American citizens to make homes healthier. And it is a HUD press release, 2013, and the press release number is HUD number 13-011. I urge everybody to understand that this is an assault now in each and every home throughout our country. They are saying that through this plan, the federal agencies have committed to working together to make sure all Americans can count on a safe, healthy place to live, grow, and thrive. And we know that this is just another way in which to confiscate our private property. Again, I urge everybody to watch the Iron Mountain Report and read the source documents on stopthecrime.net. Dr. Stan, I also want to remind everybody what George H.W. Bush said. If the American people knew what we have done, they would string us up from lampposts. This is mild because what they are doing is they have launched an all-out attack on each and every single one of us. Another item that we've posted on our website.
Let me just comment, Deborah. For those of you who don't know, I mean, who funded Adolf Hitler? Well, part of this, and you can get this on the Internet, part of the funding for Adolf Hitler came from Brown Brothers Harriman Bank. There were 10 major American banks and 100 American corporations that built the weapons for Adolf Hitler, the weapons he used to kill American soldiers, not only before but during World War II. But the funding came from American banks, primarily Brown Brothers Harriman. And who was certainly in charge of Brown Brothers Harriman? Well, one of the men was named George Herbert Walker, whose grandson was, of course, George Herbert Walker Bush. And the other man was Prescott Bush, and he was George Herbert Walker Bush's other grandfather. And you can look up on the Internet, actually, of Prescott Bush, skull and bones, founder of Brown Brothers Harriman, or a key official in Brown Brothers Harriman, was actually indicted after World War II for collaboration with the enemy. Why don't we ever talk about that when George Herbert Walker ran for president, or when George W. ran for president, or now they're talking about running a Jeb Bush for president? Ladies and gentlemen, don't you understand? Prescott Bush was a major funder of Adolf Hitler through Brown Brothers Harriman Bank. Check it out. There is lots of information on it, but you'll never hear this mentioned by the controlled media. Why? Because the media is controlled in America. The media is tightly controlled to regulate what you hear, read, see, and believe, and go right ahead.
Yes, another thing, another very, very important post that we just added to our website, stopthecrime.net, is the United Nations Sex Plan for Our Kids, without parental knowledge or consent. I'm not going to go into the points because it is so outrageous, so horrific, and so there's so much pedophilia in this, and it's unbelievable. It is a Luciferian agenda. It's sex exploitation, and it's demise of our moral society. And this
is
what
the top level of the Vatican Church. It's the top level of the Vatican Church. And why doesn't anybody come out and say the Vatican Church has been infiltrated, the Catholic Church has been infiltrated by these dark and sinister spiritual forces? They're working in the Protestant Church too, ladies and gentlemen, but it's so obvious and flagrant within the Vatican Church. Go right ahead.
Yes, we are absolutely being attacked on every level. And I know that you spoke about the smart meters, and yes, we're being attacked with those individually on our homes. This is something that we must absolutely refuse at all costs, because your health, your life, your privacy depends on keeping these meters off. And
okay, explain to our listeners why they're dangerous, what the difference is between the wave that they put out and radio waves, which surround us all the time.
Well, I'll add that. Certainly. First, the smart meters are replacing all the electrical meters, water meters, and gas meters across the country. In fact, this is a global assault of absolute total control and domination of the energy. In fact, in the silent weapons document, it tells you that it is a silent weapons program, and it will collect data upon a docile public for legal but not always lawful force. And they talk about how energy dominance is absolutely necessary, and the consent of us is necessary so that they can achieve transfer of energy sources to the control of the elite. Read it. It is in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document. They need our compliance. And to that moment, I just want to add that about 2 weeks ago in Northern California, about an hour north of San Francisco in the little town of Sebastopol, we had the city council. What they did was they had an emergency measure to halt smart meters, and they ordered the police to issue a $500 citation per meter to the meter installers, Well, this is a tremendous victory. It was a 3-year waging with the politicians to finally get them to make this move. So getting back, though, and they cited that they were finally agreeing to do this because they're now starting to recognize the health effects of all of the wireless microwave frequencies, which is pulsed frequencies, which destroys our DNA. That is the simplest way to state this. You will find in a Fort Meade Army document that is posted on our site, refusesmartmeters.com. It's also under the source documents of stopthecrime.net. It is a 20-page military document that talks about the microwave frequencies at low levels will impose the greatest damage and will be used as weapons and target people. Now, there are thousands and thousands of people in Europe and in the United States, Australia, Canada, all the countries now that are starting to experience the problems associated with radiation poisoning. And in those documents, it says 100% will be affected. This is not just a few people. Unfortunately, well, and or fortunately, however you want to look at it, there are those that are becoming sicker quicker. And we need to pay attention. We need to not look at them as though it's not happening. It is. And while those of us that are still able, we need to get this word out and help prevent this. Because
people are very, very sensitive to radiation. Others are not. And so you may be able to have a smart meter on your home, and initially you won't notice anything at all. But you're being constantly bombarded with this altered type of radiation. It's a microwave, totally different than radio waves. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, that there is a definite difference in the wave frequency and on the impact upon you as a human being. And they know that. They just don't want you to know. Not only that, but of course, once they have the of the meter on your home, it can begin to act as a repeat transmitter for other meters in your community. Furthermore, they want to apply certainly chips to all of your appliances, all of your electronic appliances. They call them smart meters. They want them smart appliances. They want a smart grid. Everything is smart. I mean, who'd want something dumb? How clever they are in using the words. But, of course, once your appliances, of course, will be then communicating with your smart meter, and you'll have even more in the way of radiation. That's coming down the line. And as you buy new appliances, they will all have the chips in them. Go right ahead, Deborah. This is what people don't understand. This is a master diabolical plan to destroy our health. And while we go to the airport, we have all these people there to protect us from the wicked terrorists. They're not the enemy. The enemy is the subversive element that controls our utilities. But they work in concert with the Brotherhood that controls our government. Go right ahead.
That's absolutely right. In fact, what people need to understand is that this has been a very, very slow intrusion into our lives and into our awareness. In 1990, for example, the U.S. EPA proposal was to classify microwaves and other electromagnetic fields as a Class B1 probable carcinogen. But that was squashed by the White House, and the EPA was stripped of all of its radiation labs, and the key EPA scientists were disciplined. So it's important to understand the level of insertion and pervasiveness and subversion that exists within all of our levels of agencies within our towns. We are just literally being taken from within. And so what I want to point out about the illnesses with the smart meter is people are essentially at first having ringing of the ears and confusion. They're noticing that they're not able to sleep well through the night. They're feeling sluggish, and they have eye pain and increased cataracts. There's a long list. If you go on to smartmetersmurder.com, that's smartmeters, plural, smartmetersmurder.com, we have a list of the symptoms that people are experiencing, everything to lupus, to increased autism, infertility, birth defects, death, you name it. It's part of what this frequency does to us. It breaks our DNA. We also have some wonderful YouTube videos up on our site that a scientist from Europe has been going all over the world talking about frequencies. His name is Barry Trower. And I know, Dr. Stan, that you had him on your show recently. It was an excellent interview. We urge everybody to go to smartmetersmurder.com and take a look at some of the YouTube videos that are posted about what frequencies will do to you. I also want to add at this point that people are hearing a lot about the opt-out of smart meters that has occurred in California. And I want to tell you what we've experienced here thus far with the opt-out. It's terrific for people that have not yet had their safe original analog meters removed yet, because those meters do not have any wireless components at all. They're the safe meters that we've always had. What we have found is the utilities, PG&E and Southern California Edison, have been replacing people's smart meters when they call and say they want to opt out with a meter. It's an analog meter, but it's compatible with the grid. It still has a wireless component. And many people that were made so sick with the radiation spewing through their home and through their bodies were still sick when they paid the extortion fee, which they charge people to opt out, $75 for the initial fee, and then they include a $10 additional cost in our bills. Now, if you are not able, if you qualify under their CARE program, because they care so much, they charge you $10 initially and $5 a month. This is extortion, and they're being deceptive as they've been all along. It's very, very important to understand that our utility companies have all partnered with ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I. That stands for International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, and it is the United Nations Agenda 21.
And I think people have to understand they have taken over our utilities. These people have fabulous amounts of money. They can just simply create it out of nothing because they own the banks. They buy up the utilities. They put their people into key places. And then they are using them to attack us in our own homes. With these smart meters, they know exactly what they're doing. They're raising electric bills, and we've heard from some people, when they got their smart meter in, their electric rate went up, sometimes it even tripled. And then they have the audacity to say, well, if you don't want one of these wonderful meters, so that we don't have to send somebody out, now we're going to start charging it to send somebody out. Ladies and gentlemen, under the old system, they had somebody come out without charge. Now they want to charge you, and of course they do not want to. If they give you one of these other analog meters with a digital component in it, you're still going to get the radiation, maybe not as much as you did, but you're still going to get it. You need to understand we are under attack today, and you need to go to Deborah's website. Deborah, what are your three websites you have?
Well, we're actually running quite a few, but stopthecrime.net, refusesmartmeters.com, smartmetersmurder.com, toxicsky.org.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. If you have a question, give us a call.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
It's time to fight fire with steel. To advance truck technology with the available Pentastar V6 and 8-speed transmission. The 2013 Ram 1500 with best-in-class fuel economy. Backed by a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Engineered to move heaven and earth. Guts. Glory. Ram.
Turns out Ram 1500 is capable of moving a lot more than just heavy cargo. That's because it moved the automotive press so much that it was named Motor Trend's 2013 Truck of the Year. Ram 1500. It's not just dependable. It's exceptional. Standard pickup class excludes hybrids. EPA estimated 17 city, 20 combined, 25 highway MPG based on V6 4x2. See dealer for a copy of powertrain limited warranty and details. Ram is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Dr. Tavares. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524, 877-275-7524, if you have a question for Deborah. But we are under attack today. Now, why aren't you reading about this in your papers? Because they're controlled. Why aren't you hearing about it on your television? Because they're controlled. And if you work for one of the major media and you tell the truth, you're going to lose your job, you're going to be blacklisted, you'll never get another job. Let's imagine you work for the government and you want to bring out what you know. You'll end up like Manning, the gentleman that they have on trial now. They kept him imprisoned for 3 years, much of it naked in a cold cell, and they tortured him on a regular basis. This is a member of our military. What was his crime? He released government secret messages that told about how they were torturing people to death. And what was his crime? He tried to do what he was sworn to do, and that is certainly do the right thing in our military, and he tried to bring out the fact, all this secret information. Why is everything the government done secret and classified? Because they don't want you to know they're torturing people to death. They're killing American citizens. And now, ladies and gentlemen, they've targeted you and your family. You need to go to Deborah's websites. You need to find out what's going on. You need to be standing on the street corners and driving your car and honking your horn and going to the government meetings and proclaiming these things in a rational approach. And that's why you need to have Deborah's material, and you need to have it readily available for it. So go right ahead, Deborah. If you have out there in the listening audience, you have a question, don't hesitate to call us. But Deborah spends full time compiling the information, getting it together. You need to read these things. Certainly she has something put out almost a decade ago by the NASA document. Going into, basically, it was a talk given by the head of NASA to the elite about all the things that they were going to utilize to control the people here, including EMP attacks. Go right ahead.
Well, yes, Dr. Stan, I do want to, of course, add that on the Wildlands Project map, they tell you that all life, human and non-human, has equal value, that resource consumption above what is needed to supply vital human needs is immoral, and human population must be reduced. They are killing us with all the poisons that you were talking about a short time ago, Dr. Stan. There is nowhere for anyone to hide. It is up to each and every single one of us to recognize we are on a war battlefield, and we have to engage. And I also wanted to say about the smart meters, the opt-out is also a problem, in that if you don't have your neighbors opting out with as large a circumference around your homes as possible, the utility companies simply bridge the homes that have opted out with stronger frequencies, stronger signals, and they add more collection units, which provide the bridging over homes that have not opted out. So it's very, very important. We can no longer be divided by Democrat, Republican, religion, race. We are humanity, and we are under assault. And the divisions have been created in their documents, which you'll read on the website. And, Dr. Stan, you just spoke about the NASA document.
Yeah, well, we do have a caller. Let's get the caller, and then we'll get to the NASA document. And I want everyone in the listening audience to go to Deborah's website and pull that down and copy it. We offer it to our ministry, but why pay us $10 for it when you can pull it down yourself and bind it and read it and distribute it? Who do we have on the line?
Yes, you have Charles here.
Right.
And Dr. Stan, I listen to your show quite often, and thank you for your guest. I have something that might be along the same lines as you're talking about. On my cell phone, I keep getting area code 202 Washington, D.C., and they never leave a message, but as soon as I call the number back, they say that the number has been disconnected and no longer is available. What do you know about this, sir?
I don't know anything at all about it, but you shouldn't be carrying a cell phone on yourself, because if you do, basically, if you carry it on your belt or in your pocket, it'll increase your sperm count 50%, and the remaining sperm will be defective. They are using the cell phone to destroy us. It increases the incidence of cancer. Why are you using a cell phone?
Well, sir, I'm retired. I'm a disabled American veteran, and
you should not have it anywhere close to you at all, because it's putting out harmful radiation. Deborah, would you like to discuss and mention something about cell phones?
Hi, Charles. Yes. Do you have access to a computer?
I have a computer, but I've been receiving stupid pop-ups.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Get to someone you know that has a computer and go to smartmetersmurder.com and look at the Barry Trower, T-R-O-W-E-R, YouTube videos, which really will explain to you what Dr. Stan is talking about with not to carry a cell phone. You will understand. These are not for our convenience. These are tracking radiation devices designed to cause us injury and harm. As shocking as that is, that is what they are for.
And they've actually
particularly targeting veterans.
And they've actually threatened people who put the information out. I know because my closest friend attended the University of Washington where they did research on this a decade ago. When they were going to publish it, they were threatened by the government. They cut off all their research grants, you know, if they dared to let the people realize the danger of cell phones. So if I were you, I just wouldn't worry about all these ancillary calls you're getting. I would get rid of that cell phone. I have a cell phone. I carry it maybe once a year, and I carry it in the valise. I do not carry it on me. You do away with it if you care about your health. Why, you get a regular telephone, but not a cell phone. Hey, we got another caller. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Yes, Dr. Stan, thank you. I never do carry it, and I speak very little on it. I only use it for emergencies and stuff like that. So.
Right, well, that's what I do as well. Anyway, thanks very much for calling, and we do have another caller. Who's calling
us? Dr. Stan?
Yeah.
Really quickly, I'd like to insert that I'm hearing from people overseas that getting hardwired phones to replace your hands-free phones with the remote headsets in your homes are becoming more difficult to get. So everybody needs to go and get the corded phones. Yes, you have to stop using your deck phones. They call them deck phones. It's just where you pick up the receiver and you can walk around your home. I know they're very convenient, but we've done tests on them as well as everyone else. They are as radiation emitting as the cell phones are, and in some instances even worse.
Amen
so,
to that. Okay, who do we have calling in?
Stan, this is Gene from Northern Colorado.
Yes, go ahead.
I had a question for Deborah as far as the range on smart meters. I live on a farm, and our power comes in from the utility poles to a central pole on the farm. It's called a yard pole. That's where the meter's located, and then all my branch wiring to my home, my shop, and my other buildings feeds off of there. That meter's about 200 feet away from my home. Do you think I'm within the range of that meter?
There's no question. As a matter of fact, what is happening also...
Hold the thought. We'll get back to it as soon as we get through the break. And just hang on there, please. And we'll be right back here, American Computer Network.
CENTAS, the uniformed people in Greeley, is saluting the police, firefighters, paramedics, and 9/11 dispatchers who work in our community. We thank them for doing a great job trying to keep our area a better place to live, shop, and raise a family. We realize their job is dangerous and sometimes thankless. This message from CENTAS, the uniformed people in Greeley. They can be reached at 970-352-2233. On the air because they care. Named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America. 970-352-2233. CENTAS, the uniformed people.
What? Good, clean, delicious water that's alkaline high pH that I can make in my own home? And I don't have to carry in all those heavy bottles or taste the water. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. With a Kangen water machine at your fingertips, you and your family can have clean, delicious, ionized, alkaline high pH Kangen water. And so much more. Change your water, change your life. Call Rebecca Starnes at 720-209-9017. Again, 720-209-9017.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Dr. Stan, and we had a, before we went to the break, we had a caller who lives on a farm, and of course the meter is about 200 feet away from the, on a pole away from the house. He was asking if there was any danger from having a smart meter there. Deborah says it was. Deborah, you pick up the story from there.
Well, I'm really happy that you asked this question because there are many of us that live in rural locations that feel we're somewhat protected from this massive amount of artificial frequencies that are, we're just being absolutely bathed in when we're in cities where our homes are close together. But out in the country, what they're doing is they're simply bridging the gap of distance by creating stronger signals, and they add more collector units. And I would recommend an excellent video to watch on the circumference of frequency and the proximity of the smart meter to your home. Look at the dark side of smart meters. It's a video up on our website. It will show you exactly how you're being bathed at 200 feet. And what I would recommend you do is contact your utility company immediately. Tell them you want it removed. You want a safe analog meter, an analog meter that has absolutely no wireless components at all. And you want this one off immediately, because you are getting affected. We are getting bathed with artificial frequency, and they intend to bathe us with this. And we need to understand this is war. This is a war upon us in our homes in America. This is a massive land grab. They want your farms. They want your ranches. We're seeing this happening all over the country right now with all kinds of ways they're attacking ranches and farmers. And they're doing that. In fact, they're offering cell phone towers to be located on farms and ranches, and they're paying people for the location of a cell phone tower. These cell phone towers are directionalized frequencies intended to bathe communities with frequencies that can literally take out a community. And if you want to see what I'm saying verified, everything I'm saying has documents and policies behind it, you've got to go to stopthecrime.net and take a look at the NASA war plans on the United States.
Let me just intervene. Ladies and gentlemen, you must understand there's a population control agenda. They want to destroy our health. Why do you think the incidence of cancer has risen from one in about 80, 100 years ago to today, where one of two men and one of three women will come down with cancer sometime in their life? Why do you think that is? They say, oh, shucks, we don't know. Of course they know. They just don't want you to know that you're under attack today. If you have not read my population control agenda, go up on the internet and type in population control agenda, Stan Monteith, or Radio Liberty. But get it and read it and copy it and duplicate it and get it out across America. We are under attack today. Is our caller still here?
Yes, I am.
Okay, anything else you want to ask?
From the previous discussion, it would appear that if I asked them to reinstall an analog meter, which we already have, and they told us they didn't have them anymore. But even if they were
lying, I mean, why would they not have them anymore? They know what they're doing, and they're lying to you.
Well, my question is, even if they would bring one, apparently they have retrofitted these so that they're still emitting radiation.
Well, that is true. And what I would do is I would go to Freedom freedomtaker.com, freedomtaker.com. He has documents that you can purchase, and you can also buy a safe analog meter. But I would first go to your utility company and exhaust the request that they come out and they reinstall a completely safe analog meter that has no wireless components at all. And I would demand that, because I can tell you Southern California Edison still has a number of those. And when people become very, very insistent and they know what they're talking about, the utility companies will reinstall that.
You need to go down and raise a fuck and let them know that you're going to talk to everybody about how they're poisoning us and they know what they're doing. You go to Deborah's website, you get the information, and then you start getting it to your friends. When enough people are up in arms, they'll back down. As long as they can intimidate you and lie to you, they will. Do you have the courage to take a stand?
Well, we've already gone round and round. They charged us one year $1,500 for power we never consumed.
Okay, fine. Well, then that's one of the advantages of the smart meter. They can charge you more money. And you want to just say, we're not going to put up with this. Either that or think about going solar, invest money in the solar system, and get off the grid. And we're increasingly going to have to do that. We're dealing with evil and wicked people.
Well, my question,
I just want to say, because we've got another couple of callers waiting.
Is it possible to build shielding? I'm a farmer. I mean, if I want to, I could build a plate steel cage to go around this thing. Is there a way to shield it?
Well, people have tried all kinds of shielding methods. The problem is that the transient frequencies from your neighbors are bleeding in onto your house lines. It's called dirty electricity. Go to our website and watch Dr. Sam Millam. And find out what he has to say about dirty electricity. Our house wires in our homes are leaching additional frequencies that are literally transient, and they're coming into our rooms from within our walls of our homes. This is all intentional. They tested this in Medford, Oregon in 1970, and within a 48-hour period of time, there were over 24 suicides because of what the frequencies and how they interact with our brains. Again, I mentioned earlier about the NASA war document. I urge you to go and look at the NASA war document. It talks about the use of frequencies to cause heart attacks and seizures. So there's no mitigating anything that is a biohazard. I would simply get it off and encourage all of your neighbors to do the same. We are at war. So you don't send a hand grenade.
And let them know. And if they don't listen, then let everybody know your legislators are part of the other side. Hey, we got to run. God bless.
Like, thank you very much.
Websites, you have access to the information of the Internet. Internet's a two-edged sword. There's a lot of bad information there, but there's a lot of good information that we've never had access to before. God bless. Thanks so much. We do have another caller, I think.
HW Colorado here.
Go ahead. You have a question to our guest.
Hello. Regarding the nuisance calls of the cell phones,
yes.
Please, everybody, Google caller ID spoofing and read what comes up. It is an audacity what these guys are doing to everybody. They always call from different area codes, and you
can track them down. Appreciate you bringing that up. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. Talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments.
Well, I'm back here. I hope you enjoy the conversation with Deborah. You're under attack today. Your children are under attack. We're dealing with evil people. Your assignment? Go to Deborah's website, Deborah Tavares. And if you don't get the Toxic Skies, certainly is one of her websites, and they link to the other ones. And then, of course, you need to get my treatise. It's 15 years old. On the population control agenda, but it's just as apropos as it was then. I mean, they created the AIDS epidemic to kill people, and they've killed, they admit, to 30 or 40 million. In third world countries, it's probably several hundred million. They don't want you to tell. All the people that they've killed with AIDS, of course, here in America, the disease is primarily aimed at blacks. That's why here in America, almost half of everybody who's died in America with this disease is black. And it's because they created the disease specifically to kill off blacks, and they're killing them off in Africa, and of course they're killing them off here. When you begin to understand the evil we're up against, and you sit back and do nothing, then you will have nobody to blame but yourself. Go to my website, and you can pull down the Population Control Agenda monograph. That's RadioLiberty.com. Just type it in on your Google, Radio Population Control Agenda, Population Control Agenda, and my name or Radio Liberty, and then get the information for Deborah, and then organize your local communities, get your legislators, get your local city councils, and expose what the utilities are doing. They've all been bought up. They're all in on this. Just as they control the media, they control the utility companies. If you don't think they control the media, you need to get the book written by a left-wing professor at the University of California. It's called The New Media Monopoly. We carry the book because it's so vitally important. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Get the book, understand what's going on, and then help us get the information out. And again, go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and to get the book, The New Media Monopoly, 1-800-544-8927. They are destroying the lives of our children. Why do you think the incidence of autism has gone from 1 or 2 per 10,000 to 1 in 65 boys? They want to destroy their minds, ladies and gentlemen. We're dealing with organized evil. We had a wonderful program last night. If you didn't get a chance to hear it, go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. Hear my interview with Bill Walsh, Dr. Bill Walsh, last night. One of the most fascinating interviews I've done in a long period of time. There is hope for the children with autism, but you're never going to get it through regular doctors because they just don't know, and any effort to get the truth to them is immediately labeled by organized medicine as quackery. I just like they call Dr. Brzezinski a quack because he has a treatment for cancer, but they don't want treatments for cancer. Incidentally, if you haven't read the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough, or got my four tapes set on the cures for cancer, there are lots of them, not just Brzezinski, but the other, and they're suppressing them. And cancer is one of the largest causes of death in America. They know what they're doing. If you haven't heard our four CD set on The New Order of the Barbarians, hear Dr. Dedigan tell them about the interview we heard
pardon me, the talk he heard by Richard Day back in 69, saying there are too many people in the world. They're going to have to die of something. We have treatments for cancer. We're suppressing them. Because people have to die of something, they might as well die of cancer. And when you've taken care of cancer patients who are dying, as I have, and you realize this is intentional, you realize the evil we're up against. Join in this epic struggle. Until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, please pray for Radio Liberty. Until then, it'll be you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and